New Zealand is famous for a lot of different things. Sheep, stunning vistas, even hobbits. And one of the Pacific Islands' most notable musical exports is a guy named Neil Finn. He took to the stage in the 1980s with the chart-topping Kiwi bands Split Enz and Crowded House. Neil Finn has also had a strong solo career, and his new album, Dizzy Heights, comes out Tuesday. You must reveal your infinite sorrow. Show what you're made of. I recently spoke with Neil Finn, and I asked him if he's okay with being the go-to ambassador for his country's music scene. He told me he ran into some folks from the New Zealand consulate in New York this past fall.
And I've been hassling them for a diplomatic passport so I can get through the immigration lines a lot quicker. And so far they haven't come, so, you know, my status is not yet officially recognized.
Well, let's get into the album. Let's listen to a bit of the title cut, Dizzy Heights. I'm sealed in tight through the double glass. Come inside, take off your mask. All the zombies in town, they're all dead to us now. You've got a big string section playing on this song and on several other cuts on the album. What were you hoping that would add to the sound?
Some of the songs seemed to have a broad kind of character to them that would take strings really well, and I started doing them at home with a little sampler thing that I had. They just became married to the songs. It's what sort of happens, and then rather than just leave them as string-influenced parts, I thought there's this great arranger in Auckland by the name of Victoria Kelly, and thought, well, what the hell with it? You know, I'm now been doing this for a long time. I should be able to broaden my palette and really have a good, comprehensive go at strings.
It does have a kind of a throwback quality too. There's a little 1970s thing happening there.
Yeah, I think there is some elements of, and it's unusual. I mean, some things in the sound that I haven't used or haven't done before. I like that kind of pop music that came out with a bit of a soul touch, and yeah, there is elements of that in the record. So, I'm quite happy to find new angles for myself. It's always seemed to be what it's about, is not just settling into your familiar groove.
Recorded this album with your family. Your wife Sharon plays bass.
Yes.
Son Liam plays guitar. Your son Elroy on drums.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Pretty amazing.
It was. It was a really great opportunity. We've done things together in pieces. You know, like one with things with Liam. Sharon and I made a record 2 years ago called The Pajama Club, which was just based on jams. And she and I had after dinner. Here on bass, me on drums, neither of us belonging there really or even knowing what we were doing, but it spawned a whole bunch of songs. So she's kind of entered the arena late, and she plays bass like a dancer, and for her it's all about anchoring the groove. So
what does that mean, to play bass like a dancer?
Well, she's a good dancer and she really understands a good groove because of that, but she doesn't play like a Paul McCartney style of bass playing with lots of melodic flourishes. She just anchors it. Hmm. And it settles into the simplest, solidest groove that the song seems to need. And I find it really refreshing. He only wants to get you out of your mind. Offer sweet resistance, don't be unkind. When I was a boy,
is there a particular track on the album that highlights some of the collaborations, some of the perhaps high points for you with the collaboration you did with your family?
Oh, look, there's lots of them, actually. Pony Ride, Better Than TV, all really done live. And, yeah, very much so. In some cases, the songs came straight out of, you know, that lineup and that familial thing where people understand each other's groove. Oh.
We read that you and a lot of musicians out of New Zealand have been inspired by Sir Edmund Hillary. Is that true for you? Is there a connection to the themes in the songs of Dizzy Heights at all?
Sometimes you think about these things after you've made a record, and the title Dizzy Heights, as the song, seemed to describe a kind of a thread that permeates the record, reaching for elevated spaces and the good and the bad things that go with that. The fear of failure, the risk of a sudden descent, but the thrill and the dizziness that it provides is quite addictive. I think climbing, you know, we grew up with the legend of Edmund Hillary, the first man to climb Mount Everest. He was a thoroughly decent man and an amazing adventurer, and you know, in that he followed up his ascent of Everest with years and years of building schools and getting involved with the Sherpas in Nepal. And so he's an inspirational guy. He's a genuine legend, and probably I hope and I think most New Zealand kids would grow up with a real appreciation of him. You know, it's part of our DNA, national DNA. I'm gonna take you up
to the Dizzy Heights. Neil Finn, his new album is called Dizzy Heights. He joined us from our studios in New York. It's been so fun to talk with you. Thanks for making the time.
Thank you very much. Same here.